This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, pretty much anything to do with health, if you have questions or comments or success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing success stories. 844-236-6010. Love to hear your opinions on what's going on in the world today. Politically slash health politics, I guess you could say. There's obviously a health politics crisis, combination between health and politics. The combination between health and politics is always unsavory, but today with what's going on in the world in terms of infections and immunity and protecting yourself, drugs and vaccines, and health politics is almost by the hour becoming more and more relevant to our lives. Love to hear what you guys have to say about that. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, as always, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you'd like to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, you never know when another lockdown is coming around and all this craziness going on in the world. It's nice to know that you have a way to make money and support yourself, support your family, or even just make some spare change. And plus, help other people with their health and help other people understand the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. The Youngevity business opportunity is something you want to check out. Call 866-735-2470 for more information or click on the Join the Team link at rightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, we're going to talk to Dr. Selena Nadelman in our third segment. Dr. Nadelman is a fine needle aspiration specialist and a medical pathologist. We're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about, her specialty is fine needle aspiration, but I plan on talking to her about cancer in general. As horrific a disease as cancer is, it is really... it's just a fascinating, fascinating biochemical phenomenon, what cancer is. Our misunderstandings of cancer are really behind the fact that millions of people a year get the diagnosis. I think something around 1 million people, close to that number, die from cancer every year, something like that. And we don't really understand what cancer is. And if you ever hear anybody talking about a vaccine against cancer or a cure for cancer, that's your guarantee they don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand what cancer is. You don't cure cancer. There's no cure for cancer. That's ignorant. That's biochemical ignorance. Well-meaning, perhaps. You know, I'm not. Some of these folks who are looking for a cure for cancer are well-meaning, but they don't understand that cancer is one of the ways the body responds to stress, or even more specifically,
Even more specifically, and this is so important, and if you've been listening to this program, you'll understand exactly what I mean when I say, cancer is not an organ disease. There's no such thing as breast cancer. That's a semantical designation, a semantic word, a phrase, a term. There's no such thing as breast cancer, biochemically speaking. There's no such thing as gallbladder cancer, biochemically speaking. There's no such thing as bone cancer, biochemically speaking, or kidney cancer, adrenal cancer, pancreatic cancer, skin cancer, any other cancer you want to name. There's no such thing as skin cancer, gallbladder cancer, etc. You say, what the heck is Ben talking about? Of course there is. I read about it all the time. I hear about it all the time. My mother, my sister, my friend, they got it. They died from breast cancer, whatever. What I mean is, and this is really important, this is much more than just words, what I'm about to say. While there's no such thing as breast cancer, there is breast cell cancer. While there's no such thing as gallbladder cancer, there's gallbladder cell cancer. Or bone cancer, there's bone cell cancer. Or pancreatic cancer, there's pancreatic cell cancer. Or skin cancer, there's skin cell cancer. And I'm not just making a semantical difference. This is not just words. This is important because we have to understand the nexus, the birthplace, where the disease begins. It doesn't begin in the gallbladder. It begins in the gallbladder cell. And when we understand that, we can start to see what's happening. It's a cell that's gone awry. And then the cell multiplies, and that's what a tumor is. A cell goes awry, and I'll get to some specifics here, but I just want you to get the picture. The cell. It's all about the cell. They don't want you looking at the cell, because the doctor can't help us at the level of the cell. Excuse me. The medical model cannot help us at the level of the cell. The cell does not take the medicine unless it gets overloaded with it or poisoned with it. The cell doesn't do the things that is not responsive to the tools of the medical model. Unless you cut it or let... This is why all of the procedures we have, kill the cell, cut the cell, remove the cell, electrocute the cell, radiate the cell, poison the cell. You can't... The medical model is not equipped to nourish a cell. The medical model is not equipped to nurture a cell. The medical model is not equipped to love a cell, to have compassion for a cell. The medical model is not equipped to do it, but it doesn't matter because we can do it. We can take care of our own cells. The medical model cannot take care of a cell. There's nothing, I'll say as succinctly and as clear as I can, there's nothing in the medical model's bag of tricks that can love a cell. They can only punish a cell. That's it. And this is why the medical model is such a failure. But it doesn't matter, because we can do it. Now, when I say love a cell, I am talking nourishing it. I am talking about oxygenating or providing it with oxygen. I am talking about keeping it clean. But I'm also literally talking about loving it, sending it some love vibes, some love energy. And hopefully at this point, anybody who's listening to this program doesn't think that that's silly. Sending things energy affects the electromagnetics. Our thoughts affect the electromagnetic field that surrounds us and surrounds cells. So yes, loving it, having compassion for it. But first it means distinguishing it. We don't, present company excluded, because I talk about it every day, and I plan on talking about it every day of my life. As a culture, we don't distinguish this thing called a cell. And it costs us. That's why we go to the medical model when we get sick, because we're not distinguishing the nexus of disease, the birthplace of the disease process. And nothing exemplifies this more than cancer. Cancer is the end result. A cancer cell is the end result. A cancerous cell, a cell that's growing out of control. And because it's growing out of control and growing so fast, it doesn't have a chance to mature. It doesn't have a chance to develop organelles, substructures, so it's dysfunctional. All it wants to do is grow. It's a sociopathic cell that's in survival mode. And obviously, it doesn't take a big leap to see that this is a metaphor for how we live our lives. We have a sociopathic culture that only cares about its own growth. We have a sociopathic economy that only cares about its own growth. We have a cancerous culture, literally, because all we care about is growing. We don't care about maturing. We don't care about developing the substructures that keep the macro structure, the big structure, healthy. And cancer is just a biological metaphor for that. All right, so we got Dr. Selena Nadelman coming at the bottom of the hour. and we'll get your calls next segment if we have a 442-366-1010. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you if the cancer, if the cell is the nexus of cancer, I'm going to tell you what the nexus of cancer in the cell is. All right, we'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you'd like to talk about anything that has to do with health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or anything to do with any of the stuff we're talking about, we have some guests that are out there. I want this program to be about inspiration, about just quality of life, about improving quality of life. I have dedicated my life personally, and this serves me well. I'm not, you know, saying here that I'm, you know, this is self-serving. It's not all altruistic, but I dedicated my life to helping other people have great lives. I've done it since I was a kid, and I've done it professionally in my life, and I find that it makes me better. It improves my quality of life. When I help other people, it improves my quality of life. When we help others, we help ourselves. That's a really, really powerful message. And I want this program to be about helping everyone because it helps me. And that's why we talk about near-death experiences. And yesterday we talked about transitioning into a second job or using creativity and using imagination. We talked about inspirational stuff. We talked about we got to Jerry Cooney, a heavyweight boxer, about alcoholism. Today we're going to talk about cancer. I want this show to just be about upping your game, about making you feel better or more capable. And making you feel better about your life because you're more capable. That's why we've been talking about lipids. That's why we talk about the distinctions of a cell, the distinction of lipids in a cell. And that's when it comes to cancer, that's the key right there. Cancer is a membrane phenomenon. It's a lipid phenomenon. There's a guy named Dr. Emmanuel Revici, R-E-V-I-C-I. He came up with the notion that not only is he understood the membrane idea, that cancer is a membrane phenomenon, but he went deeper. He went into the lipid nature of it, and he created something called lipid-based chemotherapy, lipid-based cancer therapy. Now, the hallmark of lipid-based cancer therapy is the use of selenium. You've probably heard of selenium for treating cancer, right? Dr. Wallach's been talking about it forever, about the importance of selenium. Well, Dr. Revici came in, talked about why selenium works. Selenium is one of those metals, elements, if you will, atoms on the periodic table that has a certain fatty nature to it. It has it's processed by fats in the body, or by the fat processing system in the body, the bile system. So if you have a gallbladder taken out, if you have liver issues, intestinal issues, dysbiosis, that is messed up gut bacteria, you're not getting enough essential fatty acids, if there's something going on in the fatty system of your body, you're going to have a problem with minerals like selenium and zinc. In the case of cancer, selenium is not only important. Well, let's just put it this way. It's not only important, the fat processing system in the body is not only important for selenium to get in your body. There's a relationship between selenium and the fats in a cell. And that relationship involves quantum and atoms and electronics that the medical model does not acknowledge. Except I'll tell you where the medical model does acknowledge the electron. They don't know that they do, but this is what they're really taking advantage of when they use things like platinum for cancer. You probably heard of this if you know anybody who's had cancer. Platinum is one of the big ones. The big chemotherapy agents use platinum. Why platinum of all things? The famous drug is called cisplatin. What's up with platinum for cancer? How does that work? Well, it works in the same, similar to how selenium works. Platinum and selenium are part of the periodic table that we've spent a lot of time talking about. I think it was last year. That periodic table is unbelievable. That's who you want to go. You want to go to people who understand the periodic table when it comes to understanding the body. That's why we talk about these electronics. And the periodic table is about electronics. So in the periodic table, there's a section. Most of the periodic table is a big chunk right in the middle that is really, really flexible electronically. It bounces. The atoms go from different stages, electronic stages, very readily. Those are called transition metals because they transition. They go back and forth. Really, they bounce around. Their electronic nature changes. They shape-shift from electronic perspective. And it's the shape-shifting property that makes them so valuable for cancer. And the transition metals are used for cancer. The fact that they can shape-shift, that they're so flexible, that they can adjust, they can modify their electronic frequencies and signatures really readily makes them very available for addressing, makes them very useful for addressing cancer medicinally. Even selenium for cancer, it works medicinally. It readjusts, it recalibrates the frequency nature. And this is all quantum stuff, and this is all stuff that Dr. Emmanuel Revici talked about. He said that, and he's absolutely correct, 100%. He said that cancer is an electronic phenomena. The electromagnetics of a cancer cell, which is largely a membrane phenomena, are where everything goes awry. And the fact is, the reason it goes awry is because it's stressed. A cancer cell is a cell that is at its wit's end. It doesn't know what else to do except grow. Can't make, it's too weak to make substructures. Remember, a cell has hundreds of thousands of substructures in it. Sit with that fact for a moment or two. How can something, that blows me away, man. That just absolutely floors me every time I think about it. You've got a blob, 1/100th the size of a head of a pin, a blob, a little blob. If you could see it, it would just look like a piece of snot. A little blob, literally. That's not being gross. That's what it would look like, a piece of mucus to your eye anyway. It's not that, but it would look like just a blobby, oily. Actually, it's more oily than mucusy. It would look like a little oil droplet. It has 100,000 working parts in it. That's just incredible. Anyway, those 100,000 working parts require energy. Because not only do they require energy to be maintained, to be created, and they're being created every split second. There's so much going on here, and it all requires energy. Without the energy that's coming from nutrition and oxygen, or if there's too much toxicity, this can't happen. And over the course of what ends up happening, actually, when you don't want a cell starved or suffocated or toxic, is it has a suicide program. Sit with that one, too. It knows when it's being starved, and it kills itself. It knows when it's being suffocated, it kills itself. It knows when it's being poisoned, and it kills itself. It kills itself. It's like the Mission Impossible. This tape will self-destruct. It self-destructs. Occasionally, though, a cell sneaks through. You know, you got trillions and trillions of these things. Occasionally, one doesn't self-destruct. And that's where cancer can begin. When a cell does not self-destruct, it doesn't kill itself, it will replicate. And if it replicates and it's still getting not enough nutrition over the course of time, it has a fail-safe mechanism, an emergency mechanism. It has an emergency mechanism for dealing with long-term suffocation, starvation, and toxification. That emergency mechanism involves growth. It will just grow out of control. It grows out of control, but it doesn't mature. It doesn't have those substructures. It just grows out of control. And, get this, it loves to grow out of control. It loves fast energy, quick-burning energy, because it's growing so fast. That's where the relationship to sugar comes in. That's why you hear people say, oh, cancer cells are sugar feeders. Yes, because sugar gives it quick energy. Fats give it more long-term energy, more effective energy, but sugar gives it quick energy. And that's why cancer feeds on sugar. So what I'm saying here, a cancer cell is a cell that is has gone backwards in time to a point where it's like a bacteria. And a cancer cell, is very similar to a bacteria cell in the sense that it just grows out of control. But the point is, it's only doing it because it's freaked out. Our job is to love it nutritionally, with respiration, keeping it a clean environment, and then using all of our mental and emotional strategies as well. All right, Dr. Carol Nadelman coming up in our, or Celine Nadelman, I'm sorry, coming up next segment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve.
The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Many Republicans saying this is Pelosi playing politics, including Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016.
Scientific Magazine is reporting that COVID-19 is the third leading cause of death in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing, but it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
Regarding that Senate race, Republican Senator Martha McSally trailing in the polls against her Democratic challenger, Mark Kelly. The two held their only debate earlier this week.
What counterfeit Kelly wants is to delay this so that they can get liberal activist judges on the bench.
This is something that might not even come up for discussion. And if it does, I'll spend some time thinking about it. And I'll make a decision based on what's right for Arizona.
For more news, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. You can purchase longevity products at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Check out our Facebook page, too. By the way, the Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, TrueTreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing, for addressing post-surgical scarring or preventing post-surgical scarring, for dealing with acne, eczema, psoriasis, and other skin health conditions. Wound healing and skin health is about is beauty. Health is beauty. Skin health is beauty. Wound healing is beauty, and that's what True Treatments are all about, and that's why we have over 1,000 four- and five-star reviews. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want ever in any of our True Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com and truthreviewed.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. Dr. Selena Nadelman is a, get this, cytopathologist. I think that's what, I can't see it here. I think she said cytopathology. Cytology obviously is the cell. Pathology is disease. And we talk about the cell all the time. All disease is cell disease. We're going to specifically talk about cancer and fine needle aspiration. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Selena Nadelman. Hello, Dr. Nadelman.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. We are all about the cell.
Yes.
And I always say, all disease is cell disease. And we were talking about that. We talk about that every day on the Bright Side. So I'm very intrigued that you are a cytopathologist. I had not heard of a specialty. And I think really all doctors should be cytopathologists, I believe. And that's one of the reasons we fail at the medical models, because we're always addressing the macro, but the disease is at the micro. And that's, to me, that says in a nutshell why the medical model, the modern medical model, doesn't work as well as it should. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell us about the difference between a pathologist and a doctor. Let's get that out.
Pathology is just a discipline in medicine, just like internal medicine or pediatrics or surgery. And as medical students, we all learn about pathology because pathology is really the study of human disease. So it spans from infection to cancer or inflammation. Mm. So part of our curriculum as medical students is learning, actually an entire year is dedicated to the discipline of pathology. So a pathologist is actually a doctor's doctor. When a doctor sees a patient, they, maybe run tests or want to take a biopsy or whatnot. Those tests or biopsies go to a laboratory, and it's the pathologist that actually figures out and makes the diagnosis, whether it be through a machine like your cholesterol or your chemistry or your CBC, like to see if you have anemia, or whether it is, from your colonoscopy and they took a polyp off and to see whether you have just a plain polyp or whether you have colon cancer. So that's what a pathologist does. And within the field of pathology, there are different subspecialties. And most people are familiar with, let's say, forensics. So on TV, they like to highlight forensic pathologists, those who are doing autopsies and figuring out why this or that person died. As a pathology resident, we do forensic pathology. That's part of our training. And we also do spend time at the coroner's office, which is also very interesting, but it's not my subspecialty. So one of the other main subspecialties is cytopathology. So all pathologists do learn a bit of cytopathology, but this is a specific field that has a separate fellowship program, an extra year of study and board specialization that focuses on the individual cells without necessarily their I wouldn't say borders, but when you look at tissue pathology, it's like a chunk of tissue that you're looking at, and so it's...
I call it raisin bread.
Yeah, I like raisin bread, and imagine if you were just to take the raisins out and just disperse them, it's kind of like cells in space. So many pathologists aren't comfortable with cytopathology because they don't have all the other... parts of the tissue intact, and you kind of have to look at it in a more deeper way or esoteric way to be able to interpret what the cells mean. However, we use
because it's not living. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's not living, correct? Once you've taken it out of the system, it's not alive any longer, correct?
It depends. And I'll get to that in just a bit. So when you take a piece of tissue, let's say you have a mole on you, and your doctor, your dermatologist takes it out, they put it in formalin. So once it's put into formalin, it stays frozen in that state, yes, and kills it in a way. I mean, what it does is it freezes it. It's like a wax, and it's placed in wax so that we can be able to slice it in a very thin slice, stain it, and be able to look at it under the microscope.
Those famous histology pictures you see in books.
Yes,
those are all
histology, exactly. Yeah. Those are usually from formalin-fixed tissue. With cytopathology, It's a little bit of a different staining method. You actually take a specimen from either fluid, so there's like fluid cytology, like urine. You know, if you maybe you found out on your urine test that you have maybe some blood in it, so they want to send it off for more, you know, analysis. So they send it to a cytopathologist to look at the urine and look at the cells within the urine. Also things like pap smears, like, you know, women who get their yearly pap smears, the pap smear that the gynecologist takes, you know, puts it into a solution. The solution is spun and then placed on a slide. That is cytopathology. The person who reads the pap smear is a cytopathologist. If you have things like, you know, ascites or other fluids that build up, let's say, from liver cirrhosis, that can be tapped and removed and looked for and looked at to see if the cells in there look funny or if, let's say, someone has a fluid that's not supposed to be there, maybe it's a sign of cancer. The other type of cytopathology is actually aspiration, and that's a little bit more invasive. It's not just effusion. It's not just, like, passive. Aspiration cytology is where you actually do take a biopsy, which is my field of expertise, a fine needle aspiration biopsy, in which you take a small needle that's smaller than the kind that they usually use to draw blood with, and you target the needle into the lump or bump that that you don't know what it is. So in that sense, you're pushing the needle in, making a very, very, very tiny, tiny, tiny biopsy, you know, smaller than what you can see with your naked eye, but it's like pushing a straw through sand. The sand particles represent your cells. They're infinitely smaller than the diameter of the straw or the diameter of the needle, and then you eject it onto a slide, you smear it, and then you stain it, and then look under the microscope. So you're able to see the slide and the cells around it to see what kind of thing that's happening on the tissue and what's happening in the patient and why they came to see you for that lump.
Doc, we got to take a break, so hold it right there. When we come back, I want to talk about the thyroid, if we can, and then also I had a couple questions about biopsy. We got Dr. Selena Nadelman on the Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Selena Nadelman, cytopathologist and fine needle aspiration specialist. Okay, that's a big one there, fine needle aspiration specialist. Doc, so you're quite familiar with the microscopic and even submicroscopic world, right?
Yes, I am.
Does it blow you away? Does it blow you away? Are you like floored every time you think about it or see it?
It doesn't really blow me away anymore, but I think it's pretty cool.
It's pretty darn cool that there's this universe of organization and information and responsiveness at these levels that we can't even comprehend, really.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, do you ever see those books of electron microscopy of like insects' wings and
yeah.
Isn't that incredible stuff?
It is very cool. It's very
cool.
Yeah,
super. Like the art of it, the beauty of it at that level is.
It's very artistic.
Yeah, isn't it artistic?
Yes, it's a very visual field and it's very artistic.
Yeah, it's like whoever did it
drew me. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoever put that thing together, the grand artist, whether it's whatever it is. Anyway, so you're talking about the biopsy thing, and a couple things I want to ask you about that. First of all, it seems to me like maybe cells can jump off when you're doing a biopsy and spread. Is that a thing, really?
Jump off where?
Like when you're sticking the needle into if you're sticking the needle into like a cyst or a tumor or some kind of growth, can't cancerous cells escape, kind of, or like be disturbed or disrupt? No,
not
happen.
Really.
Okay.
Because really, cells are kind of attached to each other, so they have intercellular junctions.
Sticky
and
stuff.
Kind of, yeah. They touch each other, and they send messages to each other. So it doesn't really seed outside of the body, although there are places that you shouldn't fine needle biopsies, like the testicle. You know, if someone has a tumor of the testicle, you don't want to do that because what happens is the proteins, the inside the testes, it has its own kind of like germ-free environment, kind of. It's like in a bubble, like boy in the bubble. And so you might be introducing proteins from the outside to the inside, and it might kill it, you know, kill the inside of the testes.
Got it.
We don't do that. But most tumors don't seed outside of where you're going. And the needle is so fine that it doesn't really leave much of a mark except for, you know, microscopically.
Is there, you say you take the, you do the aspiration and you put on a slide and you look at it. Is it kind of, you can tell instantly if there's cancer cells in there?
Yeah. So What, as a cytopathologist, I can perform what's called rapid on-site evaluation of the specimen or rose. And I take one of the slides and I air dry it instead of putting in fixative and alcohol, and I stain it very quickly so that I can take a look right then and there at the side of the patient. And that helps me determine whether, A, I need to go back, because a lot of times there are different people who actually can perform a fine needle aspiration biopsy. There are radiologists, there are endocrinologists, there are ENTs, there are surgeons. They all perform. I mean, I can teach you how to perform a biopsy. It's not, that is not the hard part. The hard part is actually getting diagnostic cells. And the only way that you know whether you have a diagnostic sample is if you can actually look at it in real time next to the patient, which allows you to go back if you don't have enough of the material that you need. In addition, as a pathologist and a laboratorian, I know exactly what kind of material I need and perhaps what kind of other ancillary or extra tests I need to further the analysis and help me with the actual final diagnosis. For instance, when you were asking me about whether everything is killed when I put it in formalin or alcohol, most of sampling, it dies on the slide, either by air drying or by fixing it. But there are samples in which you do want to keep them alive. And that's when you're looking at a lymph node and or something that looks like it could be a lymphoma. So a lymphoma is like leukemia. They're lymphocytes that become cancerous, and they need to be kept alive so that you can do another type of test called flow cytometry. So that sample I put into a special solution that's kind of like food for the cells, and they stay healthy. It's a solution, and they stay happy until they get to the flow cytometry machine.
So this is a lymph cell you're talking about, lymphatic cell lymphocytes?
Lymphocytes, right.
Okay.
So a lymph node is made up of different types of lymphoid cells, and when it goes malignant, it becomes a lymphoma. And if the lymph cells go out into the bloodstream, it becomes a leukemia.
I got you. Let me see if I understood that. Leukemia is when it's in the bloodstream.
Yes.
And lymphoma is when it's in the lymph.
Yeah, lymph node, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So what is it about the lymphocyte, the lymph cell, that distinguishes it that way, that you need to keep it alive where other cells you don't? Is it so dynamic? It's doing so much stuff?
It has to do with the mechanism of testing. So there's another ancillary test that's even more high-tech and sensitive, and what it does, it's called flow cytometry. What it does is it shoots the cells across, I guess, a beam, and it links it up to maybe a color with a protein, and if that cell has that protein, it lights up the color, and then you get an analysis. It's a different
amazing.
Way of analyzing it, and that can show whether that is actually what's called monoclonal, or like a clone of itself, and that means that it's lymphoma.
Yes, gotcha. All right,
yeah.
So we're running out of time here. I got a question for you, a silly question maybe, but from a cytopathology, or a cyto perspective, from a cell perspective, and a pathology perspective, from that perspective, what is cancer?
Cancer is a clone of cells, so it's one cell that's kind of gone awry and has breached its confines. So you may have a clone of cells that form a tumor, but it's a benign tumor, and there are plenty of benign tumors that I also do fine needle aspiration biopsies on that need to be removed because they just grow.
Yeah.
An example of it is like a fibroid. You know,
they're
not
mole.
Cancerous.
A mole.
Well, kind of. But yes, and
even psoriasis can be considered like a benign hyperplasia kind of thing. No,
psoriasis is different. It's not it's not neoplastic. But so we're talking about neoplasia,
like a change
of the cell, a clone. So they're all clones of each other, not just different cells.
I got
it. And when it breaches its confines and goes outside of its organ, then that is what's called cancer. So if it does it directly, like it breaches like next door. uh-huh. then that's just direct extension. If it goes into the bloodstream and goes into the bone or into the brain, that's called a metastasis. If it goes into the lymph stream, like lymphatic channels, and that's a metastasis, it can go to the lymph nodes. So once it breaches its confines, its like gate around its own place, it is considered cancer.
Got it. Okay, so we're at like basically out of time. I got so much I want to ask you here. Are you afraid of cancer? Personally.
Sure.
Or do you think that we have control over it? Or is it the kind of thing like it's just Damocles sword hanging over our heads and you never know when it's going to drop?
No, I think that there are predispositions to cancer that's in our genetic code. You know, that's why we ask about a family history, like, oh, do you have a family history of this? Or, you know, do you have a family history of colon cancer? That's important. But also, it's called like, there's a theory of cancer that's like a two-hit model. You have your genetic code that makes you predisposed to cancer, but then you can be exposed to like UV light or other things like chemicals that actually change the DNA in your cell and make it more susceptible to become cancer.
So like,
people have like a family history of melanoma. Well, UV radiation from the sun, too much sun, may make you have melanoma more.
What about oxygen? Are you familiar with Warburg's hypothesis and all that?
No.
Oxygen. Oxygen deprivation. Lack of acidosis, oxygen secondary to oxygen deprivation at the cell level. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. And I think that things like acidosis or alkaline, you know, these kinds of things, like your body is a perfect machine
when
it's running. So if you drink like alkaline water, if your kidneys are functioning well, you should stabilize and become homeostatic. You know, like you should have normal pH.
Right. You can't
unless
you have
kidney damage.
Right. All right. Hey, Doc, there's so much I want to talk about. We're just out of time. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Selina. What's your website? Do you want people to check it out?
Yes.
Is it just drnadelman.com?
It's www.drnadelman.com.
drnadelman.com. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Be well. Okay, bye-bye.
Well.
That
was
Dr. Selina Nadelman, fine needle aspiration specialist, and she had an interesting take. I'm not sure I agree with everything she was saying about cancer, but in any case, to each his own. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.